This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to set clear expectations as a new leader, scripts that establish authority from day one. Word-for-word scripts that build trust and set the tone before doubt takes hold. In short, your leadership voice is built in the first conversations you have, not over months of observation. The language you use in week one tells your team whether you're clear, trustworthy, and worth following. Vague expectations create anxiety. Specific language creates safety. Authority is not projected through confidence alone. It is earned through consistent, direct communication. Having the right words ready before a high-stakes conversation changes the outcome. Definition: set clear expectations is the practice of communicating precise, actionable standards to your team so every person understands what is required of them, how performance will be measured, and what working with you will look like in practice. I watched a new manager lose his team's trust in 10 days. He was capable, well-prepared, and genuinely invested in getting it right. But when his team asked him what he needed from them, he said, "Just do great work, and we'll figure out the rest together." Within a fortnight, three different people had three different ideas of what great work meant. Deadlines slipped. Frustration built, and the manager spent the next 3 months repairing something he could have prevented on day one. The ability to set clear expectations is not a personality trait. It is a communication skill, and like every skill, it improves dramatically when you prepare the actual words in advance. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as clarity over comfort, the choice to say the precise thing rather than the comfortable thing, especially when the stakes are high. Chapter 10 of Say It Right Every Time builds this principle into every leadership script. These scripts give you that language. Take what fits. Make it yours. Before you open your mouth, how to use these scripts well. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note first, then read the script out loud, not in your head. You will hear quickly where it sounds like you and where it sounds like a policy document. Adjust those words. The brackets mark what to personalize. Swap in your team's actual numbers, your real timelines, the specific behavior you're addressing. A script that stays generic will sound generic when you deliver it. Practice the first two sentences until they feel natural. The opening is where nerves show. If the start comes easily, the rest usually follows. Script 1. Setting expectations with your new team in the first meeting. The situation. Your first group conversation with your new team. This is where your leadership voice either takes root or gets lost. Why it works. People joining a new leader's team carry one central anxiety. What does this person actually want from us? This script answers that question directly, without listing every rule or overpromising on culture. It signals that you're clear, you're fair, and you have thought about them, not just yourself. Standard version. I want to be direct with you about how I work, because I think it saves everyone time. My job is to make sure you have what you need to do yours well. I will be clear about what I expect, and I will tell you early when something is not working, not after it has become a problem. What I ask from you is the same: come to me early, speak plainly, and tell me if something is getting in your way. I am not here to manage every move you make. I'm here to help this team get results. Let's talk about what that looks like for team name / current quarter / this project. Formal version. I want to take a few minutes to be clear about how I operate and what I expect from this team. I believe people do their best work when they know exactly what is expected of them. So I will always aim to be specific about standards, timelines, and priorities. In return, I ask that you communicate with me openly and early. If something is blocking your work, I want to know about it before it becomes a problem. My commitment to you is this. I will listen, I will be consistent, and I will be direct. I would like to open the floor now. What do you need from me to do your best work here? Watch for silence after you ask the question. It is not resistance. It is adjustment. Give the room 10 full seconds before you speak again. The team needs a moment to believe you actually want an answer. Eamon's note. The worst first meeting I ever gave started with a slide deck about my vision. Nobody cared. What they wanted to know was whether I would be fair and clear. Lead with that. Script 2. The 30-60-90 day expectations conversation with a new team member. The situation. A one-on-one with a new direct report in their first week. Why it works. The 90-day onboarding structure, which I outline in Chapter 10 of Say It Right Every Time, removes ambiguity from the most anxious period of anyone's tenure. When people know exactly what success looks like in each phase, they can focus on the work instead of second-guessing whether they are meeting invisible standards. Standard version. I want to be clear about what I expect from you over your first 90 days, so there are no surprises on either side. In your first 30 days, I want you to complete the onboarding training, meet with list key stakeholders, and shadow the team on at least 3 client projects/key processes. You are here to learn, not to deliver yet, so ask every question you have. In the next 30 days, I want you to take the lead on the defined first project. By the end of 90 days, I expect you to be fully integrated and contributing independently. We will check in at each milestone. What questions do you have right now? Formal version. I would like to spend some time outlining my expectations for your first 90 days. This gives you a clear picture of what success looks like at each stage, and it gives me the chance to support you properly. In the first 30 days, where focus is orientation, complete the onboarding program, meet with specific stakeholders, and observe our work on at least 3 live projects/accounts. In days 31 through 60, I would like you to take ownership of a specific task or project with my guidance available. By day 90, my expectation is that you are operating independently and contributing fully to the team. We will have formal check-ins at each stage. Is there anything about those expectations you want to discuss now? Watch for overwhelm. If the person goes quiet or looks uncertain, follow up with, what part of that feels most unclear right now? I rest that one thing before moving on. Eamon's note. This conversation takes 15 minutes and prevents 3 months of confusion. It is one of the highest value things a new leader can do. Script 3. Giving constructive feedback to a direct report. The situation. A team member's performance or behavior needs to change. You need to say it clearly without ambiguity or cruelty. Why it works. This script uses the SBI method from Say It Right Every Time. Situation, behavior, impact. You name the specific situation, describe the observable behavior, and explain the impact it had. This removes interpretation and defensiveness because you're not attacking character, you're describing facts. The lead method structure also applies here. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, define the next steps. Standard version. I wanted to talk with you about the client meeting yesterday/the report submitted on Tuesday. When he arrived 15 minutes late without calling ahead/the figures were missing from section 3, it created a problem because the client interpreted it as disrespect/our director had to pause the presentation. This is the second/third time this has happened, and I want to address it now rather than later. Going forward, I need specific changed behavior. Can you commit to that? Formal version. I would like to discuss something that needs to change. In the client meeting yesterday, when you arrived 15 minutes late without notifying the client or me, it affected us in a specific way. It sent a message to the client that we do not value their time, and it put the team in a difficult position. This is the third time this has happened in the past month, and the pattern is affecting our relationship with client name. I need you to be on time for client meetings going forward. I'm not asking for perfection under difficult circumstances. I am asking for a commitment. Can I have it? Watch for defensiveness or deflection. Do not debate the circumstances right now. Acknowledge the person's perspective briefly, then return to the commitment. I hear that the traffic/the other meeting was a factor. What I need to know is whether you can commit to this going forward. Eamon's note. The temptation when giving feedback is to soften the point so much that the person leaves unsure what you actually needed. Say the specific thing, then stop talking. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Delegating a high-stakes project. The situation. You're handing a significant piece of work to a direct report and need to be clear about authority, scope, and accountability. Why it works. Structured delegation names the goal, confirms authority, and communicates trust. When you skip any one of those three elements, the person either overchecks with you, underperforms through uncertainty, or both. This script follows the structured delegation approach from Chapter 10 of Say It Right Every Time. Standard version. I want to talk with you about the new client onboarding project. I'm delegating this to you because I trust your judgment, and I know you can handle it. The goal is to onboard 10 new clients by the end of Q2. You have full authority to make decisions about the process, the timeline, and the resources you need.
I'm here if something comes up that you genuinely need me for, but this is your project.
What questions do you have before we begin? Formal version.
I would like to assign the new client onboarding project to you, and I want to be clear about both the scope and your authority. The outcome I need is 10 new clients fully onboarded by the close of Q2. You have complete authority over the process design, resource allocation, and timeline.
You do not need my approval for day-to-day decisions.
If you encounter something that requires a decision above your authority level, bring it to me, and we will resolve it quickly.
I'm confident in your ability to lead this. Is there anything you need from me at the start?
Watch for
the person immediately asking for sign-off on small decisions.
This is a trust signal, not a competence signal.
Gently return authority. That one is yours to decide.
I trust your judgment.
Eamon's note.
If you delegate without naming authority, you have not delegated. You have just moved the worry from your desk to someone else's.
Script 5. Communicating a change in direction. The situation. You need to tell your team that the plan is shifting. Strategy, priorities, or structure is changing, and your team needs to hear it from you, clearly and early.
Why it works. As I write in Say It Right every time,
silence breeds fear and uncertainty. People will fill information gaps with their own fears.
This script follows the principle of honesty over hope. You tell people what is true rather than what you wish were true. It also acknowledges what the team is losing, which is essential.
When people feel that loss is seen, resistance decreases.
For guidance on sustaining team cohesion through these shifts, see how to sustain team synergy during leadership transitions and restructuring.
Standard version.
I want to talk with you about a change in direction for next quarter / this project. We are shifting our focus from new client acquisition to existing client retention.
The reason is straightforward.
Our data shows we are losing clients faster than we are gaining them, and retaining a client is significantly more cost-effective than acquiring a new one.
I know this change is some of what you have been working toward, and I want to acknowledge that.
After this conversation, I want to hear your questions and concerns.
Formal version. I need to share a change in our strategy for the coming quarter, and I want to be direct about both the decision and the reasoning behind it.
We are refocusing from new client acquisition to existing client retention.
The rationale is based on client data showing a retention problem that outpaces our acquisition rate. I recognize that this represents a real shift for some of you, and I do not want to minimize that. What I can offer is transparency about the thinking and clarity about what this means for your work specifically.
I will be meeting with each of you individually to go through the implications.
For now, what questions do you have?
Watch for quiet compliance that masks real concern.
Invite dissent directly. If something about this does not sit right with you, I want to know.
Now is the time to raise it.
Eamon's note.
People can accept almost any change if they understand the why. What they cannot accept is feeling managed rather than respected.
Script 6.
Asking your team for feedback on your leadership.
The situation.
You want to create the kind of psychological safety where honest feedback flows upward.
Why it works. When you ask your team how you are doing, you model the behavior you want from them. It takes genuine courage.
It builds the trust that team synergy depends on.
And it gives you information no performance review will.
Standard version. I want to ask for your honest feedback on how I'm leading this team. I'm always looking to improve, and your perspective matters more to me than you might expect.
I have two questions. First, what is one thing I am doing that you want me to keep doing? Second, what is one thing I could do differently that would make me more effective for you?
Formal version.
I would like to make space for something that does not happen enough in most organizations, a direct conversation about how I'm performing as your leader.
I value your perspective, and I want to make it easy for you to share it honestly.
I'm going to ask you two questions, and I need your candid answer to both. What is one thing I'm doing well that supports your work? And what is one thing I could change that would help you perform better?
I'm listening without defensiveness.
Watch for people defaulting to praise and offering no constructive observation. Normalize this.
I genuinely want the second one as much as the first.
If something is not working, this is the safest place to say so.
Eamon's note.
I once asked this question and got an answer that stung. It was also the most useful thing anyone told me the year.
Script 7.
Delivering difficult news to your team.
The situation.
You need to communicate something hard.
A restructure, a budget cut, a lost project.
Your team needs to hear it from you before they hear it another way.
Why it works. The courage method, which I cover fully and say it right every time, includes a critical step.
Explain your rationale. When leaders deliver hard news without context, teams experience it as a verdict.
When leaders explain the reasoning, the same news becomes something that can be understood and worked through. This connects directly to how leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation.
Standard version. I need to share some difficult news, and I want you to hear it directly from me.
The company has decided to reduce our team's budget by 20% this fiscal year. This means we will need to eliminate 2 positions.
I know this is hard.
I want to be as transparent as I can about what this means and what happens next. I will be meeting with each of you individually over the next 2 days.
Nothing is decided yet that affects you personally without me speaking with you first.
Formal version.
I need to share some difficult news with you, and I want to do it with full transparency.
The organization has made a decision to reduce our budget by 20% for the coming fiscal year.
This will require us to reduce the team by 2 positions.
I understand this is difficult to hear. I want to be clear about 2 things first. I will speak with each of you individually before any decisions affecting you personally are made.
Second, I will tell you everything I'm able to tell you, and I will not hide behind what I cannot share.
This meeting is the first of those conversations. What do you need from me right now?
Watch for
people asking questions you cannot yet answer.
Respond directly.
I do not have that answer yet, and I will not give you a wrong one.
Here is what I can tell you, and here is when I expect to know more.
Eamon's note. Silence breeds fear and uncertainty. I have lived that truth too many times on both sides of the table. Making these scripts sound like you, not like a manual.
The purpose of a script is to prepare the shape of what you want to say, not to give you a sentence to recite robotically.
Read each one 3 times. The first time, you will hear it as foreign.
The second time, you will hear it as possible.
The third time, you will begin to hear your own voice inside it.
Replace any phrase that does not sound like you.
If you would never say I would like to make space for something, say I want to ask you something I rarely hear leaders ask instead.
The structure matters more than the exact wording.
For remote and hybrid teams, the delivery changes, but the substance does not.
A clear expectation lands the same way over video as it does in a room.
What you lose is non-verbal reinforcement, so your words need to carry more of the weight.
Read how to create communication routines for remote teams for guidance on cadence and structure in distributed settings.
These scripts also work differently in different meeting contexts.
If you are using them in a formal review or a group session, see how to run productive meetings that don't waste time for the surrounding structure that helps these conversations land well.
Where new leaders lose their voice.
4 patterns worth naming.
The mistake.
Softening the expectation until it disappears.
Why it happens.
New leaders fear seeming too hard too soon, so they hedge everything.
What to do instead?
Say the specific thing. I expect reports by 5 p.m. on Friday is kinder than ideally. End of week would be great when possible.
Vagueness is not kindness.
The mistake.
Giving feedback but not naming the change required.
Why it happens.
We focus so much on describing the problem that we forget to state the solution.
What to do instead?
End every piece of constructive feedback with a specific, confirmable commitment.
Can you commit to that?
The mistake.
Delegating the task but keeping the decisions.
Why it happens.
Anxiety about outcomes.
Difficulty trusting.
What to do instead?
Name authority explicitly when you delegate.
Withholding it is not protection.
It is a bottleneck.
For managing tension that arises from unclear authority, tension management tips for new managers dealing with inherited team conflict provide direct, practical guidance.
The mistake.
Avoiding hard conversations until they become crises.
Why it happens.
The hope that the problem will resolve on its own.
It really does.
What to do instead?
Use the scripts early.
A 10-minute conversation in week 2 prevents a formal performance issue in month 4.
When conflict has already taken root, how to handle conflict during meetings gives you the language to address it directly.
The ground underneath the words.
Here is the truth of it. Authority does not come from the title or the office.
It comes from being the person in the room who can be counted on to say what needs to be said, when it needs to be said, without flinching,
as I write and say it right every time.
Leadership is not a title.
It is a choice.
It is the choice to take responsibility for the success of others.
And the primary tool of leadership is communication.
These scripts are not shortcuts.
They are preparation.
The difference between a leader
who fumbles through a difficult conversation, and one who navigates it with confidence, is usually this one of them prepared the words in advance, and the other hoped the right ones would appear. Prepare them. Practice them. Then set clear expectations from the moment you walk in the door. That is where your leadership voice begins to carry real weight. Frequently asked questions. How do you set clear expectations as a new leader? Set expectations in your first one-on-one conversations using specific language about standards, timelines, and communication norms. Do not assume people will infer what you need. Name it directly, invite questions, and confirm understanding. Clarity in week one prevents conflict in month three. What should a new leader say in the first team meeting? Name your leadership priorities, explain how you prefer to communicate, and invite your team to share what they need from you. Avoid vague promises. Specificity signals confidence. The goal is not to impress, but to orient your team around what working with you will actually look like. How do new leaders establish authority without being aggressive? Authority comes from clarity, not volume. When you name expectations specifically, follow through consistently, and speak directly without apology, people feel safe. Aggression signals insecurity. Calm directness signals strength. The script in this approach gives you language that is firm and respectful at the same time. What is the lead method for leadership conversations? The lead method is a four-step framework from Chapter 10 of Say It Right Every Time. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. It gives leaders a reliable structure for any high-stakes conversation, from setting expectations to navigating conflict. How do you set clear expectations with a new team member? Use a 30-60-90-day structure. Tell the new person exactly what you expect in their first month, their second month, and by the end of their third month. Be specific about deliverables, relationships to build, and how success will be measured. Vagueness at the start creates anxiety and slow progress. What is the biggest mistake new leaders make when communicating expectations? The most common mistake is speaking in aspirations rather than specifics. Saying you value accountability means nothing. Saying you expect project updates every Friday by noon means something. New leaders often soften expectations to seem approachable, but that softness reads as uncertainty, not warmth. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.